You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Columbus City Council President Shannon Hardin is following national officials in drawing attention to how COVID-19 affects the African-American population. While there isn't a disproportionate infection rate for Black people, they are more likely to be hospitalized or die from the disease than their white counterparts. In a newsletter this week, Hardin wrote, quote, "Coronavirus may not discriminate, but underlying health and economic disparities mean that the impacts of COVID-19 will hit neighborhoods like the Near East Side and Southfield the hardest." Hardin joins me now to discuss it. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Claire, for having me on today.
Yeah, so give us the numbers. How are we seeing this disparity play out in Columbus?
In Columbus, African-American residents made up 28% of positive cases in Columbus Public Residence, and that's over the last couple of days, so the data might be a day or two behind. But they make up a much higher representation number in those that are hospitalized from the virus. And much of this can be attributed to the pre-existing health issues that impact the marginalized communities. Not just pre-existing health conditions, but also the quality of health care that they had before we even got into the virus.
So how do you go about fixing that?
For me, it's about policies that continue to take into account these disparities. And sometimes they're conversations that we don't feel comfortable having because the truth is everyone is struggling. And like we said, this virus will not discriminate, but the impact of it will. And so that's a conversation that we all have to lean into. And really what I call for is community solidarity. Solidarity is when common purpose unifies folks around different things like geography, race, or class. So on the micro level, it could look like a mutual aid project from Columbus or kids playing concerts for elderly neighbors or other interests. So we have to do the big things, the macro things around policies around health disparities, but we also have to do the micro things about just understanding that we are intertwined and interconnected.
Looking at that macro level for a moment, you talk about how these structural disparities predated coronavirus. Why haven't they been properly addressed by the city before the pandemic?
Well, I think that they have. We're talking about structural issues and structural racism. Like I said, I say often, when we're talking about racism and reversing some of the structural issues of the past, they were not created overnight. They certainly won't be fixed overnight. So we need to continue to lean in. That's why we have programs like My Brother's Keeper that focus in on health and job security, education of our most marginalized folks. And what it really means is that we have to use and let data drive our policy decision makings always. And so, if we see that African-American males or African-Americans in general around the health component are more susceptible to not having access to good health care, we have to focus in on things about like transportation and those other barriers and costs that widens those structural barriers for folks. But, and I think those are things that we have been doing and been focused on.
Sure. But why did it take a crisis of this level, for instance, to get the Public Innovation Center that the mayor announced today, which is explicitly going to tackle racial disparities in health?
Well, I think that we've been talking about this and been working on it for years, really. One of the mayor's focuses and was focused on the state of the city this year, well before the pandemic, was race and equity. And so we all know that these issues are here, that they are underlying every aspect of our lives. Yet sometimes crisis bubble them to the forefront and make the issue clearer and bring them to a point so that we can all be a part of the solution.
City Council President Shannon Hardin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for bringing attention to this important conversation.